I'm a tea.
Yeah. What are you?
I would say tea. Yeah.
Tea's like, oh, did you know about having a glitz? Or it could be before dinner when you get to school.
Right, you join us today on the podcast. Already the arguments have begun and are continuing about the episode we did last week, which was called What's for Tea Tonight? Our new feature, which we are playing at the end of every episode, is voicemails from you, the listeners, the members, saying what are you having for tea tonight? But as you can hear, there are many disputes over whether it is tea or dinner continuing. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Today, wow, I'm in a place that I feel so at home at now. I love the colours. I love the smell of sweat. I love the feel of lycra on my skin. Anna?
This is not my natural habitat. This is not somewhere, if you ever lost me, you'd go looking for me. I'm a little bit itchy, if I'm honest.
But you know what? We're here to have fun. We have come in the depth, the barrels of the Slimming World head office. Yeah. We have got someone who has got a pass which gets us into proper behind the scenes of Slimming World head office. We are in the gym. There is a gym in the sparkly castle.
And it's not just a gym, is it? It's like, it's got everything in it. There's spin bikes, there's weights, there's machines that look like they're going to torture you. But it's a fully... Oh, there's a big ball as well. Everything in here. I'm sure if you were one who was active in a gym, you'd know what it was about. But this is just like, wow, is this a showroom? It is amazing, isn't it?
And it's really, it's absolutely great to just kind of have all this. We have already filmed some amazing videos of us having a lot of fun because there's no one else here. So we've got to use it. But the person who has snuck us in here is a registered nutrition with Slimming World. Must add the accreditation there. Evie Lavelle, how are you?
I am good, thank you. I am pumped after having a little go on the spin bikes and doing some weights and things. Ready to go.
Right, okay. Well, there's two of us who are loving body magic and we're getting Anna on board. I feel like you were...
I love being active, just maybe slightly in a different way to you guys. So it's the formality of a gym. It makes me a little bit like, oh, I'm not quite sure I know what button to press or what to do. Yes. Like, am I going to get it wrong? Am I going to make myself look stupid? Am I going to injure myself? See, this machine, is this called a cross chainer?
That's like a Stairmaster.
Yeah, I got my foot trapped in that and lost my chainer in about 1996, and it terrifies me.
And you know what? I think that is a valid reason. I think a lot of people listening to this podcast will at some point have had, like, I don't know, a Bridget Jones moment when you get off the spin bike and you fall over. Yes. And I, for a long, long time, felt like walking into a gym was a very intimidating place. I felt all the mirrors were exactly what I didn't want to look at myself. Yeah. I wore baggy clothes, and I just didn't feel like I belonged or I fitted in. Mm. And I've had to really work that kind of mental aspect when it's come to body magic. But now I see it as a place of fun. And I think today we kind of want to look at, you know, beyond running, what options are there when it comes to body magic? And also about, like, the wider benefits. You know, we sometimes think exercise is something that we have to do or should do. But what are the wider benefits of this?
And I should say, like, it doesn't have to be in a gym. There's so many different ways to be active, aren't they? And it's about finding your safe space. My safe space is my walking pad and walking outside. And it's finding what fits for you, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, Evie, the reason we ended up kind of crossing paths with you was because in the last magazine, you wrote a brilliant article which was called Fitness with Benefits. And we've quite cheekily stole the title for our episode. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
Do you want to kind of recap for those people who didn't see that article what the kind of ethos about that was?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was just a little one-page feature kind of designed to tell people, a bit like you said, there's so much more to exercise, to fitness, and that it can benefit you in so many ways. So it can benefit you in terms of your mood, your sleep, your digestion, just generally kind of your energy levels and things. So I think for a lot of people where fitness can be quite scary, trying to reframe it and think about it in terms of these other benefits. So will it kind of improve my mood? Will it help me sleep better? Will it help support my digestion? Things like that can be a really nice way to think of it rather than this big, scary, sweaty thing to do. It's something that you're doing for yourself, but then also for your body in lots of other ways that's beyond kind of just getting stronger or, yeah, fitter and things. So,
and I think people often feel it's a chore. I've got to do it to get a result. And when you look at it like that, it can feel like you don't want to do it, can't it? But when you're looking at other things that it does for you, that can empower you to want to be more active.
Yeah, absolutely. And I count myself quite lucky. I've kind of always enjoyed exercise, but I think it's about finding your exercise. Like, not everybody is a runner. I hated running until about a year ago, and now look at me, I only go once a week, but that is my goal. Yeah, once a week I will go for a run. I do other things as well, but yeah, it's finding what you enjoy. I play netball and I love it because you don't think about the fact that you're being active and you're exercising until you have to stop, and then you're there like, oh yeah, I just ran a bit, didn't I?
But you're having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's about finding what works for you, because I'm a firm believer that there is something out there for everybody, and it doesn't have to necessarily be sweaty cardio. Like, there's so much more to exercise than just sweating, yeah. And getting really out of breath.
A lot of hang-ups, don't we? Especially for those of us who have struggled with our weight, like, we can feel like we don't want to look silly, or this is too hard, or this isn't fun, or going back to PE, and actually finding something that you don't have a negative kind of connection with can be really empowering. Do you know what really excited me when I read this article? The first thing it says is it lifts your mood. Yeah. Now, we both honestly talked about anxiety and depression, and I'm up for anything that's going to lift my mood. So is that a really big byproduct of being active? Would you say your mood being lifted?
Yeah, definitely. So naturally, when we do activity, it releases endorphins, and I'm sure lots of people have heard about endorphins, and they're what bring our mood up. So kind of, even if it does nothing else, it's going to release some endorphins. You're going to feel good about it, and I believe no one ever regrets a workout. Mm. Kind of, once you've done it, you're not like, oh, wish I hadn't.
I don't know, 2 days late when you're aching,
yeah.
Might be
you can't get off the toilet because your thighs are both. No, but it is that it always feels worse in your mind than the actual reality of it. You do feel better, don't you, afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's getting into it, or getting your foot out the door and things like that can be the struggle. But yeah, I, like you say, I think especially if you struggle with things like anxiety, it can be a massive kind of medicine in a way.
I think it's been one of the most life-changing things for me in the last couple of years. I've really struggled with my concept of what I think of as strong, like mentally, emotionally, physically. And I've really, I don't know, I kind of went through a phase where I really doubted what my capability was in terms of my physicality. And I found that really challenging. But one of the ways that I did that, for me, weightlifting, for instance, and getting into more strength-based, I'd never, ever touched a barbell or a dumbbell, 4 years ago. And I found that there was something about one rep at a time that links with this kind of 1 week at a time process that you go through hand in hand with Slimming World. I also found like the element of one rep at a time, starting slow and building it up at my own pace, and also practicing habits and consistency, all these things which I learned in terms of lingo with Slimming World when it came to how I manage my food and reprogramming my food, I think has really just kind of, it's just been a huge change. I mean, I think like last week I had a really, really rubbish Thursday. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, I just was in tears. I just had an awful day. My life was not going great. And I'd had some really difficult news, and I just put my trainers on and I just walked to the gym. And the whole way, I knew I wanted to do some weightlifting, but the whole way was, you can't do this. Why are you even bothering? What are you doing? Why are you trying? And I had to work through that. And then when I got to the gym and I just took it one rep at a time, and I was amazed at actually, well, your head's wrong, because quite clearly your body can do this.
Yeah.
And I think part of the process of that, you know, we obviously celebrate in Slimming World half stone awards, one stone awards, you know, your club 10, those kind of things. But the non-scale victories have been how I reprogram my mind as to, now I've lost this four and a half stone. And now I can really see what my body is capable, and I can look at myself through new eyes. And that, I think, is the stuff that, you know, people don't associate when they hear the word exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a perfect example of one of like the other benefits that comes with fitness. And I think non-scale victories are a massive thing. As much as Slimming World kind of measures success in terms of weight, naturally we also have our Body Magic Awards as well, as kind of another measure of success and things. But yeah, I think finding kind of little awards for yourself.
Yeah, little wins is really important.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a woman that needs something sold to me if I'm going to do it, okay? And it says it improves your sleep. Now, my sleep, I've had a child that's never slept. She's nearly 7. And so when I saw it improves your sleep, this hooked me to think, right, talk to me about how activity, me, and sleep are going to merge together. So what's the kind of story behind improves your sleep?
So it kind of comes down to, so it links in with stress in terms of exercise is a great stress reliever. I think we all know if we're stressed, that can really affect our sleep. So even if it's kind of only, you're only doing sort of a short bout of exercise, that itself is a little bit of stress relief, which I guess in turn can then take a little bit of the load off to then aid with sleep and stuff. It also generally tires us out a bit. So kind of our muscles are a bit more tired, our bodies are more tired, even if maybe our brain isn't. So yeah, it's kind of that, and that stress relief is, they're kind of the main two mechanisms, I guess.
Also, when you're less tired, you're less likely the following day to go and want those sugary snacks, aren't you, to keep you awake. So I think it makes you food optimise better afterwards as well when you've had a good sleep.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, if being active improves your sleep and you wake up the next day feeling better, then you're more inclined to then do activity the next day and the next day and the next day and things. So So yeah, I mean, when anyone's ever been and done like a big hike up the peaks, like I know you guys have done an episode where you hiked up.
Don't mind, you might maybe do it again.
In the rain and the wind. Yes, it wasn't particularly great day. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure you guys had a great
sleep. I didn't get the chance to sell how beautiful it was to Anna at all.
I don't think I was talking to Claire, so I just went fast asleep. But yes, no, you're so right. Yeah. Very, very true. Now, another thing it says is supports your digestion. I struggle, I have a bowel illness, and I've always found that walking has been something that's really helped my tummy, and I thought that was just something I did. I never realised there was a connection. So
yeah.
Fascinating one. So what would we be saying to people? Being active after you've eaten is a good thing, or how am I getting it wrong? What's the...
Yeah, so kind of gentle exercise after you've eaten. So the classic of going for a walk afterwards. Walking in particular can really help in terms of just getting things moving inside, because I guess generally a lot of us will have a habit, sitting down, going and sitting on the sofa after you've had tea, dinner, supper.
Dinner, yeah.
Or even like after lunch, if you have a desk job, you're sitting down. We sit down a lot.
Yeah.
And then you're all scrunched up, and that's not really helping getting things moving. So yeah, if you go out for just a gentle walk, it doesn't have to be anything strenuous. You're not having to walk super quickly, because we don't want you to get stitched. So yeah, just kind of a gentle walk after eating, even if it's only sort of 10 minutes, can really help with getting things moving. And then also, once after you've eaten, generally we'll get a bit more sciencey here. Blood sugar tends to spike because you've just eaten, and so naturally those sugars from your food go into your blood, so your blood sugars will spike. But kind of doing a bit of gentle activity afterwards, because it's getting your muscles going, then helps with insulin, which is a hormone which helps regulate blood sugar. Sorry if I'm getting a bit technical. So then that in itself then helps with kind of any blood sugar spikes and helps make them less spiky. So can just kind of help with regulating blood sugars a bit better. And that doesn't necessarily matter to everybody. It's kind of going for a walk after eating, I would say, is more of a benefit from the sense of like getting things moving. But if you're somebody who kind of has any kind of condition that's related to their blood sugar levels, then I'd say that it's good to know
that,
that, yeah, that it can help with that side of things as well.
So. We are doing an episode with another member of your team, actually looking a bit deeper into diabetes in a couple of weeks. So if that's kind of piqued your interest, then hold that thought.
Do you know, another thing that I was really thinking about is that mid-afternoon slump. I love a nap. I could nap professionally. But the other day I was going for a nap, but the phone rang and I had to dash out and I had to go and walk and get something. And I was exhausted. And I remember on the walk back, I was like, I'm nowhere near as tired as I was before the walk. And when I read this, there's a link between boosting your energy and being active, isn't there? So when you're tired or that slump, it's actually better to be active than necessarily go and get a coffee or something. So we talked to us about the kind of how that works, because that blew my mind. Like, Anna, you were ready to fall asleep and now you're energised.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's definitely that fine line, isn't there, in terms of whether the nap is better or the walk.
Well, the reality is a lot of us end up reaching for sugar or caffeine, which isn't necessarily beneficial if you're trying to lose weight.
No, absolutely.
And it's an artificial, temporary kind of boost, isn't
it? Exactly, yeah, it's a quick fix, isn't it? It's not kind of an hour, 2 hours later, you might need it again. Or
and you're searching for that constant level, and that's when you have to keep using the sugar and the caffeine to keep going, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So I think, yeah, it's kind of, if you are feeling a bit tired, I guess it's thinking maybe, why are you tired? Mm-hmm. And is it because you're bored? Or I'm thinking of, like, if you're at your desk and it's and you're getting a bit kind of sluggish and you're feeling a bit sleepy.
No.
I hope my manager doesn't hear this. Then kind of just getting up and getting moving and kind of getting your body going can really help. And again, like you say, it doesn't have to be, it's nothing super strenuous at all. Just kind of going for a walk, or even just getting up and stretching your legs, or having a stretchy Fred moment.
I was just going to say, here at head office, when we're on training, we have a little man that comes up, don't we? And it's stretchy Fred, and it's get up, have a stretch, because actually, you know, your kind of concentration levels are waning and you might need to pick me up. And it really works, doesn't it? They do it in schools and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, might be a good way to stay away from the biscuit tin and the coffee, get up and have a stretch. Love this for us.
Is it worth recapping? So we use this term body magic quite often on the podcast, and there may be people who are like, what's body magic? And the simplest way I understand it as a member is that it is a program which introduces people to be active, starting at their own level, at their own pace. I mean, is there a snappier way to sum it up?
I mean, I think that's pretty...
What we would say in group is it's our activity support program. So it's how we're going to help you to become active, starting the stepping stones, but stay continually active. So there'll be lots of people who are joining groups or online very active. There'll be people like me, you know, after a broken back, could only wiggle my toes and started to become active. So it's that support structure we've got so that you can do it in a controlled, fab, interesting way, rather than going, you know, because we've all done it, haven't we? Right, I'm going to join the gym, I'm going to lose weight, and we go hell for leather and don't really pace ourselves, and we overpromise and then never achieve. So yeah, it's a stepping stone, it's like a staircase of activity, isn't it?
And in the members pack, so you've taken the body magic, yes you can do the activity you love and get fit for life. I like that's in italics with some happy people running with headphones in. La 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 la.
Can't see Claire now, she is pretending to run.
I was doing, oh, it looks infectious. They look like they're having a great time.
They do.
What page are we on then? So you just flipped it open. Oh, where's the page number? 7, 6 and 7. It says 5 active habits for a fitter lifestyle. And I think this really opened my eyes as to, well, what counts as activity? Mm. What counts as body magic? What can I, you know, potentially put as my exercise? And the variety of this, because as Anna says, it's not just about busting down the gym and sitting on a bike for an hour and then maybe lifting one dumbbell a couple of times. This is an array.
But yeah, no, I love this page, and I love that kind of this page perfectly shows how activity is so much more than that getting sweaty down the gym sort of vibe, and that it can include everyday movements. So things like parking your car further away, all these tips that I feel like I've heard 1,000 times, but maybe that's just because of my job.
That's how I started being active. Literally, yeah. Car at the back of the supermarket and walking to the supermarket, then walking round. It is those basic things like walking to the front gate and stuff like that, because I think it's that breaking it down into steps so that you can achieve it, and then kind of assessing your success as that happens, rather than going, I can't run a marathon, therefore I'm a failure. Well, actually, you got out of the chair and you haven't done that for ages. So yeah, it does break it down into what you can do and the different ways that that can come in. And the thing for me is, like, just sitting still less being one of the biggest things. We know that inactivity is affecting as many people as smoking used to do in terms of their health. So really just starting with getting out of the chair. And I think post lockdown, so many of us have spent so much time on the sofa at our desks that we just need to stand up a bit more if we can.
Balance and flexibility. You know, yoga has been something that I've really enjoyed exploring. And I think also, as you see your body change shape, doing something like yoga or Pilates, I think I don't look at myself in a mirror, it does force me to do that. But, you know, it does allow you to kind of celebrate these changes. And sometimes on the weeks that might not show on the scales, you may see that in what you're able to do on the mat, for instance.
Yeah, 100%. I think balance and flexibility is such an important one as well, because it can often kind of get forgotten about, or you think, oh, yoga's just stretching, which I'm sure any yoga teacher would tell you that it absolutely is not.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think especially as we all get older, because none of us are getting younger, unfortunately, it's so important to be really mindful of what you're doing to help with balance and flexibility. It's really important for your joints and to stretch your muscles out, because as great as it is to be doing cardio and strength related exercises, if you're not then kind of looking after your muscles and your joints in between those things, then it's not kind of doing the full puzzle sort of thing. So balance and flexibility is a massive one. And I know, like, people who are training for the marathon, for example, like, I know that some people from Swimming World are doing the marathon, and kind of I've heard them talk about that the being flexible and doing things like yoga and stretches is just as important as the actual running training sort of thing.
Because a lot of us think, right, I want to lose weight, therefore I'm going to do cardio. And again, cardio is part of the puzzle, but not the whole puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, and moderately intense, like, I think it is not having to go beyond your capability, building up that capability, because we're all different, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just get your heart going.
Yeah. And then what gets my heart going in terms of my fitness level could be so different to someone else's. And it's not comparing yourself to someone else in that regard, is it?
Yeah, definitely. And just kind of making sure you're a little bit out of breath, but not so out of breath that you can't talk, sort of thing. Yeah, we say that if you can still maintain a bit of a conversation during it, that's absolutely fine. If you want to not be able to maintain a conversation, that is also fine.
Yeah, but being able to is key.
Yeah, so.
And then we've got resistance and strength. You know, talking about maintaining bone strength and muscle health. And, you know, you were saying, particularly, especially as we get older, you know, protecting ourselves from things like falls. Mm. You know, from if women are going into the perimenopause. You know, building the muscle strength there as well.
Yeah, massively. And also, as we get older, we naturally lose muscle mass, especially kind of around perimenopause and things, as you were saying. Unfortunately, our muscle mass declines just naturally as women, because of hormones and things. So it's really important at all stages of life, but especially if you're kind of around the perimenopause, to do strength-based exercises to maintain that muscle mass. And if you kind of either maintain your muscle mass or can get stronger, so you build on that, that in turn then helps when it comes to weight loss, because the more muscle we have naturally, the more energy we burn, even when we're not doing anything. Yeah. So
that is the biggest benefit of all, let's be honest.
That's what we're all here for.
Lean muscle, let's get some. Yeah.
I mean, we should also say that as part of your Slimming World membership, so you will get access to some of these articles that we're talking about, this pack that we're talking about here, and you also get support on activity videos. Oh, so if you haven't actually ever looked at building strength, and you're not someone who wants to go and deadlift 50 kilograms on a barbell straight away, then this is potentially the way that you ease yourself in. They're really approachable. You can fit them in at home. You don't have to feel self-conscious.
They're,
you know,
seated. There's ones for injuries. Yep. And they're done. You can do them in 5-minute blocks, which is how I started. And just do it, you know, while I was cooking my pasta. I'd have a quick go back, check the pasta was all right. So it's something you can fit in as well.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, as part of the Body Magic award system as well, you can be adding the activity videos and the activity you're doing as part of your Body Magic awards. There is Magic Mover, just getting started. There's bronze, silver, gold, and there's platinum. And that is one of the things that I've just been back to back for the last year. I have continuously not missed any days of gold, and that is encouraging me to go from someone who never ever did any activity, had pootled about on a bike to get to work now and again very slowly, but now I'm doing at least 5 days of something every week, and I have done for the last year.
But the thing is that I've watched with you is you enjoy it, you love it, you want to do it.
I need it.
Yeah, and you're not looking at it like, oh my God, I want to lose weight, this is the end goal. You're like, no, my brain and my body need this, and that's why you've stuck to it, I think.
I think it's about that curiosity and celebration of, so I wonder what I can do.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of us come into losing weight with that kind of, I've been bad, you know, yeah, I feel guilty, I can't believe I've got myself back in this place, you know, I'm no good, everyone else can do this better than me. And it's about just kind of squashing those little doubts when they come through. And sometimes it takes a few months, sometimes it takes a few years, sometimes it just goes, you're just on it. But it's about using, I think, Body Magic as a great habit to kind of lean on, which allows you to reprogram those thoughts.
Mm, definitely. And it shows you what you can do as well. Like it can...
Yes, you can.
Yes, you with can Slimming with Slimming World.
Oh, man, that was cheating.
So on brand.
Well done.
That was a massive dose of healthy extra A right there.
But yeah, that's, I think that's what's so great about Body Magic. It kind of meets you where you are now, wherever that is, whether you're active, whether you're not particularly active, but you're looking into kind of making it part of your lifestyle and things. And it's, the awards are there, again, to meet you where you are, whether that's getting the Magic Mover, kind of just getting moving. So more everyday movement or sitting still less, things like that. Or if you're somebody who already incorporates activity into kind of most of your week, then equally it meets you there as well. So
try different things. That's where I was at.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of, as I say, there really is something out there for everybody. It is just trying different things and finding what works for you. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope we've kind of given you some inspiration. I mean, I think the thing is that we kind of come and talk about fitness and body magic kind of every so often, maybe every month, every couple of months within our podcast series. But we really are kind of, you know, getting you to think about this through a new lens. So do explore that. If you are looking at joining Slimming World, then you can head to slimmingworld.co.uk. You can find out where your nearest group is, or you can find out about the digital only service as well. And then if you are a member, then go and get your pack out. Read these pages 6 and 7. Have a look at the activity videos if you haven't had a try, and see what you can find. Buddy up with some members from your group. Maybe try an activity video together. Send us a little video of you doing some kind of movement this week. I would love to fill our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast of different ways that you are moving. And I'd love to really hear about what are the benefits. You know, some of the things that me and Anna are talking about, what are the benefits for you? These non-scale victories that, you know, don't always come with a shiny or a sticker and, you know, certificate and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we should really be noticing and celebrating as we go.
100%. And keeping a log of those things. I kept a log from when I started to become active to now, and all the little things that I can do and the things that don't hurt, like my joints don't hurt as much. I can get to the top of the stairs with all the washing and still breathe. All those little things that are important in life.
Yeah, yeah. I remember where we put our air fryer. So Matt is at least a foot taller than me. And we have like all our air fryer, our slow cooker is on the top shelf. And I remember feeling confident enough to be able to lift it over my head onto the shelf the first time. And I thought, oh, actually, it's those things that I think that remind you you're on the right path.
Exactly.
Evie, it's been great to meet you. Thank you for enjoying, and you rearranged the gym for us very nicely. So we created our own little studio here.
I've never seen someone move a spinning bike with such confidence.
Well, see, you get a certificate for that. Right, I'm going to take...
I'm making you a new
non-scale
one.
Victory.
Right, I'm going to take a photo. Come on then, Anna. We'll get one photo of us in the gym whilst we're recording the podcast. Right, there we go. We've got a photo. We'll put that on our Instagram and also some of the videos of us doing various fun activities. Right, just to round things off, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago and at the start of the podcast that we have this new voicemail feature, which you can go to our Instagram page to find the link where you can leave us a message. It is What's for Tea Tonight? /
dinner,
supper. And we are inviting members, listeners from all over the world, the country, the region, to tell us what you are eating. Because we'd love to hear, how are you enjoying the food optimising plan? So we'll say goodbye now and we'll hand over to our trusted voicemail answering machine. And we'll find out who's left us a message today. Ta-ra a bit.
Bye for now.
Hello to all the lovely Slimming World podcast listeners. I'm hungry just thinking about food. Let's find out what's for tea tonight.
Hi lovelies, my name's Laura and I go to Teresa's group in Kettering on a Saturday morning. She is absolutely amazing. For tea tonight, I'm having a yummy jacket potato with reduced fat cheddar cheese, baked beans and loads of speedy salad. Have a great day.
Hi guys, this is Steve. I attend the Saturday morning 7:30 group in Chorley, Lancashire. Joy is the wonderful Slimming World consultant there. Tonight I'll be having one of my favourite Slimming World teas, that's a chippy tea. We'll actually have chips, sausage, mushy peas and of course some curry sauce, and to top it all, a nice barm cake. All served in newspaper, just like you get from the chippy.
Hi gorgeous Anna and Claire, I am having Bavette steak, which is obviously very lean, no fat, with Slimming World chips, roasted tomatoes and mushrooms with a little bit of Marmite cooked in some fry light. Absolutely lush. Bye!